Well, we think the hard cost is at least $10 million a year after you have accepted whatever revenue enhancements the state may offer. And that's $10 million that we are now going to have to figure out what we don't fund in order to fund that. So that's the dilemma we are in. We're at the bottom of the food chain. So when the state passed costs on to Baltimore County, we have no incorporated municipalities. So we have to accept that invoice and figure out how we're going to pay it.
It's not like Towson can impose its own tax or Pikesville can impose its own tax or Rosedale or anything like that. In terms of cuts, furloughs, we talked to County Executive Leopold from here in Anne Arundel County today. He says that there may, in fact, be furloughs if this goes through. Is that going to be the case in Baltimore County?
Well, in Baltimore County, we've worked very hard to work with our employee groups to reform the employee retirement system and the health care system. We've made bigger concessions probably than any other jurisdiction, including this state. And we've also asked our employees to go for years without cost of living adjustments. Obviously, our commitment in return has been to avoid any furloughs, to avoid any laying off of employees, and that still is our goal. Obviously, if the state continues to pass invoices on to us, we'll have to manage as best we can, and you can't take any option off of the table.
And does the governor, as he pointed out today, the state is picking up the cost of the Social Security taxes for teachers. I take it that helps, or does that...
No, the proposal actually is that right now the state for 85 years has been paying the retirement system costs for teachers. The counties have been paying the Social Security taxes, in essence the retirement benefits for the federal government for all teachers. The proposal is to lump those two costs together into one pot and then divide that 50-50. That results in Baltimore County of a $50 million bill, but if you offset what we were paying for Social Security and you also give us additional revenue that the governor is proposing from a share of the income tax deduction changes, it will cost us $10 million. But that assumes the General Assembly passes the revenue enhancement aspect of it. Mm. So if not, you're still talking $37 to $40 million. Boy, that's a lot of money, and we have no say in it.